Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented as always by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's JP in D.C. We've got EB in Kensington, Cakes in Olney, and Jason in Ashburn. Jason, what's the thermostat at in your house?
68, I believe.
That's chilly. It probably feels silly, though. Probably feels good.
My wife and daughters are under three or four blankets. They're fine.
Oh, my God. Mine was at 72 yesterday, and my daughter was totally complaining about how cold it was.
Really? Yeah. It's a little chilly. Hey, but, you know, I can't really afford to pay the heating bill right now. So
see, my house runs hot. I have, like, the AC on.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
You right now? Not today.
I had the AC on last night. Now, what
it,
I did
it
is
won't
I,
kick
have it
in
on,
today.
I have it on cool at 70.
Oh, it's like in the high 40s right now outside.
Now, you know what we've been doing at night? I know we got to do the EP, and Valdez is probably rolling his eyes and freaking out. But
nothing but time, my friend.
Yeah, so much time.
J.J. DeBoss joins us at 9:40.
So other much runway in front of that.
Open.
So you guys know that I built the world's most useless deck and patio. Because we're not allowed to have anybody over.
What percentage of it is finished?
Oh, it's 100% done.
Oh, it is. All right.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures. I mean, it's beautiful, but I'm too scared to buy furniture because I'm going to go busto. Mm-hmm. I'm too scared to buy my hot tub because I'm going to go busto. So we do have this beautiful fire pit, and we're just bringing the old 10-cent furniture around the fire pit every night and making a nice fire. And
you should
really
throw that
nice
furniture into the fire pit. That should
well,
be
then
your,
I have not this, then I'm not firewood. The sit on.
Do you guys do s'mores?
Do the s'mores, have a few cocktails. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really nice, but I'm a rookie with the fire pit. I don't really know what I'm doing. And when they built it, so it's about it feels like it's too deep because I'm not getting a lot of the heat from it. So I feel like I need to put more sand in there or something because I feel like the fire pit is like about, let's say, 2 feet or 3 feet deep. And I we're not feeling the heat as much. I feel like, does that make any sense to you? Are any of you guys fire pit experts?
No, ignorant. I mean, ignorant on fire pits.
I have a fire pit, but it's a $60 jobber from Home Depot.
You have a temporary thing, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A mobile thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone
but
will text in and they'll give you some pointers.
Yeah, tweet me at EB Junkies because I have one, you know, like a built-in one, and it's so deep, we're not really feeling the heat. So I feel like I got to raise the bottom of it, but I don't know what the protocol is on that.
We can open up the phone lines as well, 800-636-1067. What should EB do with his deep fire pit?
I think it's too deep.
Fill it with gravel. I don't know. How would I know?
And you can text us.
It looks like there's sand at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like.
You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message. Data charges may
JP,
apply.
I want to say, speaking of walks, on a day like today that's rainy and cold, it really kills me because I'm planning on, every day I'm planning on at least two or three walks, long walks.
Yeah. Well, today, will you walk in the rain?
Yeah,
could do an
but I don't want to walk in the rain.
Yeah, but an umbrella, they'll still get you out there.
Yeah, maybe for one, maybe a short one. But
have you done any runs, old man?
No, zippy runs. Zippy runs.
Yeah. No. You're trying to get that heart rate going?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
No hoops for a while, so I haven't done any. Running to me is boring. I can't
it
just
is
run
boring.
Oh, it's the worst. I hate
can just
it.
Run around the neighborhood.
I hate it, but I feel like I did something.
You don't have to run around in your neighborhood. There's a guy in France that ran a marathon on his balcony.
That was wacky. That's the wackiest story of the weekend.
6 hours and 48 minutes.
Wow. Could you imagine? Could you imagine doing that?
He just ran back and forth?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a 7-foot balcony.
26.2 miles worth.
Oh, my God.
You did the whole thing.
I can't believe that.
I feel like I could run a marathon if I just did it from my house. You know what I mean? It feels like mentally, like, oh, maybe I could do that.
Yeah. I don't think you could.
Of course I couldn't, but it seems more palatable.
Seems doable.
By the way, real quick, something that might take up some of my time today, and Drab can chime in. We are starting a fantasy football draft today at 10 a.m.
Now, is this the wackadoo one where you draft the college guys and then they become pros and you hold on to them?
Well, there's three different drafts to start in the first year. All right. There's the NFL draft.
Okay.
Then there's the college draft. And then there's a mini draft where you're drafting the incoming, you know, the first round picks.
Sounds complicated.
Right, so the incoming draft picks. So there's three different drafts to set up your team. The league is called Campus to Canton, right? So it's a keeper league. We have three different drafts. So anyway, so today we start the NFL draft at 10 a.m. Each person gets 8 hours to select.
It's going to take 10 years to
draft. But I'm hoping that people, that's all they're thinking about, you know, just as a diversion. And
I'd rather have Corona.
Drabby, we can get through, maybe we can get through 5 or 6 rounds today. What do you think?
We're not going to get through 5 or 6 rounds. I know it's going to be stuck on Drab because I got an email this morning from this dick commissioner. Uh-huh. The whole world's falling apart, and he says, hey, you still haven't paid your league dues. Please give me $100 before the league starts at 10 a.m.
Oh, you have, really?
I'm not paying you $100. I may not have a job tomorrow.
All right. Well, I'll talk to him.
Got
to
keep that powder dry, Drab.
I'll talk to the commish. We can get through that. But anyway, so we got draft picks starting at 10 o'clock today. Hey, Cakes, I might be leaning on you for a couple of these. So,
well, as long as I don't have to join that wackadoo league, I'll help you out as much as you need.
You don't like fantasy football? What do you
I
mean
do.
Wackadoo?
I don't like doing three different drafts for one league.
Well, that's just the first year.
You hold it for 15 years.
That's just the first year.
Lurch, what are you doing about the golf league? Like, what's going on with that? Like, are you guys just going to pay everybody back?
Refund. Or, like, I want a refund.
I don't know
immediately.
Yet. Depends on what the tour says. I mean, if they resume the
they'll
tour
resume
in,
at some
in August,
point.
Then those
they'll resume.
Right, those tournaments will count.
Right.
But until then, it's just on hold, just like life is.
Right. Right.
I saw an EB tweet. You saw, was it Bubba Watson hitting the ball with his, is he, he's normally
no,
left.
No, it was DJ. Did you see the video of DJ?
Okay.
Yeah, he hit one like 311 lefty.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think so. So what happened is I think Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler played together, lefty. And, you know, they kept their 6 feet apart, but they played around.
Right.
And I think one of them shot like 93 or something lefty.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, for whatever reason, people were responding, some of the pros, and like Jason Day and a bunch of the TaylorMade guys were trying to hit them, you know, with their offhand, but mostly lefty.
Uh-huh.
And DJ smoked one like 311.
That's crazy.
I mean, unbelievable.
I was so bored this weekend, I watched on YouTube Kevin Kisner playing a round of golf with some of the Barstool guys. And I'm sure it's old. It's probably 2 or 3 years old. But they played at the Palmetto Club in, I assume that's in Georgia or Florida. I'm not sure exactly where it is. But they were betting on each shot. And Kisner was giving like the Barstool guys 25 shots.
Right.
It was pretty good. Kisner seems like the coolest dude on PGA Tour.
Right.
Couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
No.
I think Rory's
Has he ever
pretty
won
cool.
anything?
I think, I'm coming around on Rory.
He hasn't won a major, but he's won some tournaments, yes.
Gotcha.
Won a WGC, I believe.
My son, Steven, who hates golf because he's got ADHD. He needs a sport where you're moving. He hates it. But it was the only thing I would let him do out of the house.
Right.
So I strapped up. I gave him old clubs. He got all dressed up in his golf outfit, and he went to go play with his buddy over at Blue Mash. And they kept their 6 feet apart, and they were in zipper carts, and they had the hand sanitizer. They did the whole thing. I schooled him. He'd literally rather me drill a hole in his head, typically, than play golf.
Right, that's how bored he is.
But he had anything to get out of the house.
Correct.
And so they did that a couple days ago.
So check that out, Eric. You would like it. You would like
I'll
the
watch
Kisner
it.
Stuff.
Do you believe that, Eric?
What?
That they followed your rules?
Yes.
How many beers do you think they had on that course together?
White Claws.
They're not 21.
I don't think so. Right. I don't think so, to be honest with you, because he didn't get it from me and his the guy's parents he didn't get it from, but he's had a few beers at my house. I promise you that. And that's and fine with me. That's how we're coping.
Let's go to Rich in Olney, who's got some advice for EB in his fire pit. Rich, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
All right, EB. You need to get some either cinder blocks or bricks. Just get five or six of them. Go to Home Depot and buy one of those iron grills, like grates. You would normally put in any kind of grill. That'll raise it up and give you more airflow underneath.
Okay, for some reason, they put sand in there for like some sort of like draining thing, they were saying. Does that make any sense to you?
It's just for safety at the bottom. You know, sand's not going to catch on fire or anything like that. So if you just put the bricks in, just, you know, get them as solid as you can.
And how deep should it be? How deep, like, below the surface should it be, typically?
How deep is your grill?
Well, my fire pit? It seems like it's, like, 2 to 3 feet.
So if you literally just got, like, six bricks and stood them up, you know, the long way, that should be high enough right there. That'll get you enough air and all that kind of stuff.
How often, sorry, I hate to bore you guys. How often do you have to take the ashes out? And all
nothing
that crap?
But time. Nothing but time.
Long ashes to you.
When the ashes so just get close to the, the ashes get close to the grill grate, just go in there and scoop them out.
I will say this, you know, because I'm a novice. I don't know what I'm doing. And, they always say don't leave it unattended. And I go, well, what's the big deal? It's in there. It's a big-ass fire pit. I mean, what could honestly happen?
Right.
And
the embers. Sleep on the embers.
Yeah. Then the wind blew, and about a million embers flew up in the air and went right into my trees. And you can see literally, if you're not careful, you could start a forest fire.
Definitely. You definitely could.
Yeah. Yeah. So you definitely got to monitor it.
I mean, I went and I poured 9 cups of water on my fire pit the last time I had it going.
Yeah.
And I thought it was out. 45 minutes later, my wife looks out. She says, did you pour out the fire pit? I said, yeah, it's done. It's good. I look out. It's definitely a JP flame still.
Oh, it's raging.
Yeah, not raging, but it was enough where anything around it, it was going
to
catch it on fire.
Because I've been Googling, you got to spread it out. Did you do that?
No chance.
That's what you have to do. So right before you pour your water on it, you got to spread it out with a stick and then pour your water because it get caught underneath.
I missed that step.
Yeah, yeah.
Slept on it.
Going to become an expert on it.
Apparently so.
By the way, Thomas C. Mooney texting on the Vibe Machine says, crime still paying.
Oh, really? What's he got?
Oh, he's got all kinds
of stuff. Got something tasty in the pipeline?
Look, these idiots, these criminals in PG County, they don't follow the coronavirus
protocol.
They don't
care about social distancing.
I thought I actually saw, now maybe it was like an Onion article, but I thought I actually saw that in Chicago, violence is down.
Well, it might be down, but it's not
like,
zero.
Like deaths are down, like even with corona. So add in corona deaths and then subtract, you know, the murders. Overall, Chicago's a net winner.
They're net positive.
I think.
Well, maybe they have the.
Did you see that, JP?
I've seen some stories.
Like, is that just a bit?
I just think it's the world's worst story when a mayor has to tell the town, why don't you put the guns down because of the coronavirus?
Right, exactly. Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, I ran by another guy the other day, a brother. He did not get sized to be near me. He ran off the path onto the grass. And listen, I'm all about social distancing,
right.
But if I run by you, like 2 or 3 feet away, I don't think you're going to catch anything.
Right. Right. Unless you're coughing like a madman, which I'm sure you weren't.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I can't be 100% sure, but I'm guessing that you weren't.
Hey, Jason, my cough is money right now.
Some good news, Jason. The Dow futures are up.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know.
I mean, the future's been no,
what about the implied?
How about you tell me
the implied?
Tell me what happens at 4 p.m. Give me that number.
The futures aren't up.
They're up right now, 457.
They were down overnight, but then they could be up this morning.
Apparently the Fed just announced it will buy treasuries and MBS, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Is mortgage-backed securities?
Ooh,
I'm grasping.
I think
I'm
so.
Grasping.
Sounds good. Sounds
I like
good.
That, Cakes.
That's a grasp.
I'm on CNN Business right now. It says the Dow futures are down 625.
I'm just looking at
overnight.
Fox Business Live, telling you. The box is green on the bottom right.
Green is
I
good.
I got horse cramp last night, and I just refinanced,
right.
In November, I think. I'm refinancing again. We're putting in the application. Oh, yeah.
You might as well.
I've never heard of such a thing.
I feel like I should be refinancing.
You're going to get more cash back.
No, I'm not taking any more cash.
He's getting all kinds of closing costs on you.
Oh, so many.
Right.
I don't care. I just make my monthly go down. I'm sized.
All right. When we come back, we'll open up the entertainment page here on the
Junkies. I got a good one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live this Monday morning on 106.7 The Fan. It's JP in D.C., Cakes and Olney, EB in Kensington, and Jason representing the state of Virginia in Ashburn.
Yes, Richie.
And before we open up the entertainment page, this can be just a yay or nay. I think I sent an email out with a goofy idea, which will probably be awful, but it could be a diversion. And only EB responded out of like eight people, and Drab was like, whatever.
I didn't understand it.
Well, it's just to do like a talent show, gong show on the air. We have listeners call in, and they do their bad shtick.
Whatever.
Imagine
talent.
Big John doing his act for a minute. Imagine somebody calling and doing an acoustic set. So it was kind of inspired. You keep seeing these stories, like Neil Diamond doing an acoustic set. Eric was talking about it last week. There were different entertainers offering themselves, you know, free on streaming services. Rosie O'Donnell doing a show.
Well, since we have nothing but time, I'm in.
Yeah, right. I'm pro.
Right.
We clearly haven't worked it out. What, Drab or Valdez, you guys can weigh in. When should we do this? Should we tell our listeners, our seized mics of the world, our entertainers out there, when should we shoot for it? Like Wednesday, 9 o'clock? I don't know.
How about, Wednesday at 9:20.
All right, sounds good.
As close to the end as possible.
Why are you saying that, Drabby?
That's fine. It'll just in case it peters out. There's not much show left.
So it's a So it's a talent show.
Be near
right?
the
so
end.
It's,
yeah.
You could do, I think it should be earlier. It should be 8 o'clock. And if it peters out, you just quit.
All right. Well, hold
you
on.
Stop it.
So you could do raps. You could do
whatever you want.
You do anything.
You could do impressions.
You do comedy.
You could do whatever you want.
Talent is.
You could tell a joke. I don't know.
We got to get Hurricane ready. Get Big John ready. And I actually think I kind of like the gong show element. So we each. Whatever we have at home, because I think by Wednesday I'll be broadcasting from home, just like you guys, we have our own version of a gong.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure we have something close to a gong. I mean,
tell me you don't have an old xylophone.
Find something.
Your kids.
No chance. My youngest kid's almost 16. I'm sure I have a xylophone.
You have something
around
that can make a noise, Cakes.
I'll find a cowbell or something.
Probably on your phone you have that sound effect.
Maybe I do.
I'm in, JP. By the way, real quick, we were talking about crime paying for Thomas E. Mooney. He just sent me a text. He said he had two kids come in for armed robbery, right, wanting to retain them with masks on.
You're kidding.
They were wearing masks when they came in the office.
So they're scared of the virus, but they're not scared of
going
to
jail.
Crime. Yeah, going to jail.
Right, exactly.
So crazy. Unbelievable.
Good for him. At least someone's getting paid.
All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Hit it, Valdez. Hit it.
I know there's zippy movies to talk about.
Yeah, by the way, yesterday,
I know what's going on movie-wise.
Oh, not yesterday. Saturday, I was so bored, I watched 4 episodes of Confession Tapes on Netflix.
Wow.
Did you like it?
Yeah, they're all good. Killed well, 4 hours.
I can give you a movie review on Jason's recommendation of Spencer Confidential.
Yeah. Oh, don't give it too much because I'm halfway through.
Well, how about
I'm halfway through?
Okay, that's what I'll say. I fell asleep.
No.
Saturday night watching it. Or no, Friday night and Saturday. Fell asleep both times. My wife finished it. I'm out on Spencer Confidential.
Here's the problem with it. Yeah. It's there's elements to it I really like, and then it's cheesy, though.
That's what I said, yeah. Cheesy.
It's got this cheese factor that's like, oh, my God, I can't
Here's
believe Mark Wahlberg
is.
Made such a cheesy movie.
It's okay. It'll yes. fill up some time. It's okay.
It fills up time, exactly.
It's so good. It's so good. I fell asleep twice, and Eric only finished half of it.
Well, no, because it was fire pit time.
He'll finish it.
Do my fire pit.
I started watching Knives Out last night, and yeah. I had to tap out 75% into
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't even finish it.
You weren't intrigued. Did nothing for you?
Not really.
Hmm. I don't like whodunits.
I couldn't believe Don Johnson was in it.
Right.
Star-studded cast.
Hogan is in the news. Remember, he had that big lawsuit after the sex tape came out. With Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, and it turns out that
Heather Clem
of Bubba, Mike Cowhead, and Spice Boy, who I
so
guess was
confused.
Like Spice Boy was like an insider, right? He worked for Bubba. He gave the tape to Cowhead. And then those guys released.
What
it.
About Ned? Where does Ned weigh in?
I don't know where Ned weighs in on that, but. Hulk settled. He had a $110 million lawsuit against those guys.
Right.
They settled it. And simply, I don't even think there's a financial thing here. They just had to promise, they signed an agreement not to possess the video, leak any footage, anything like that. It was like, you know, what's the cliche cakes get? What is squeezing?
What
is it?
Can't blood get from blood a stone. From blood from a stone.
Yeah, blood from a stone.
Can't get blood from a stone.
Scotty used to say milk from a turnip or something.
Which Scotty?
Scotty T.
Oh, Scotty T. I don't know him anymore. Yeah. I haven't talked to him in like 2 months.
Quite the falling out. I need some details.
So, well, I mean, just trying to hold out for $110 million was stupid. But remember, Gawker was ordered to pay $141 million. They ended up paying $31 million and then filed for bankruptcy.
Right, I'm sure Gawker had $141 million. No chance.
Let me ask you about that tape. I think I've only saw part of it like here at the station. Did he take a phone call in the middle of it?
Oh, yeah, and he
yeah
started,
from Nick.
He had all these racist rants. Yeah, that's he got. Yeah,
he was mid-tagging. Phone rang. Paused his tagging to talk to his son.
By the way, he had a big surprise. Hulk Hogan had a tomahawk missile.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He has seen the video, too.
I'm only reporting the facts.
It's true.
It intrigued you.
Country legend Kenny Rogers, unfortunately, passed away. He was 81 years old, had been in some poor health of late. And I guess was actually in hospice care. They say he died of natural causes.
I mean, 2020 just stinks on ice. Kobe, the corona, now the gambler is gone. I mean, 2020 is just the worst.
19 and 20 terrible. Both sucked.
Now, here's one actually positive development of with the corona. Harvey Weinstein's got it.
Good. Don't give him no treatment for Harvey.
How does that scumbag get a test? How does that happen?
I don't know. He apparently had been
hospitalized
to the Wendy Correctional Facility from Rikers Island, and now he's in medical isolation.
Here's who gets the test in 2020: Harvey Weinstein and Spencer Dinwiddie. that's where we're at. That's who's getting tested.
Well, you know, I don't know how that works. Well, he's obviously in medical. Getting treatment.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of like these NBA guys or whatever, they pay a private firm to do it.
I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's been proven. They said they paid a private company. Now the CDC issued all those tests for, who was it when it first came about? Like all the Jazz players.
Right.
The CDC made that decision. Speaking of positive tests, Idris Elba's wife, shocker, she tested positive. Now, this is what's interesting about it. So he tested positive, announced it. I don't believe she was with him at the time. So she had to make a decision. Should I go be with him and care for him, knowing I'm going to get it, or do I keep him in isolation? She's down. She went over there, and she knew she was going to get it, and she cared for him, and now she's tested positive.
Well, she was with him when he announced it.
Correct. But yeah. But apparently she said she had to make a decision. Oh, did okay. I want to be with him? I don't think she was necessarily with him when he found out.
Well, there was a little kid in the video when he made the announcement, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his daughter or what, but.
It's a tough call. Like, okay, I'll be honest with you. If my wife gets it, I'm sleeping in the basement.
Valdez has a theory that celebrities and influencers are excited to get the coronavirus.
It's going to up their Q rating.
It ups their Q rating, and plus it gives them something silly to post about. Because I saw how Andy Cohen from E! and Bravo announced that he had the corona.
And then he had
like half a million likes compared to every other post, which is only getting like 20,000.
Right.
Well, maybe he does.
There's a lot of clout chasing from celebs so announcing their corona.
Well, I can't imagine Tom Hanks.
It's almost like a pregnancy or engagement announcement that the celebs are having.
I can't imagine Tom Hanks was happy that he got it.
Well, I don't think so.
Probably not, but I'm telling you, like, these kind of C-level
posers.
Celebs.
Posers, yeah.
Are going to be psyched for their corona announcement.
Maybe the C-levels, yeah.
It's very in to have corona.
Right, it's hot to have corona.
It's a hot fire
And then it shows some sort of status symbol if you're able to get a test.
Right.
You know, before,
hey,
like, before everyone else can get a test, it shows that you're a somebody.
Cakes, didn't one of the Bachelors get it?
I have no idea. I told you, Valdez is now your expert when it comes to the Bachelor.
Colton?
Yes.
Yeah, Colton Underwood?
Is that? Yes.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah, C-list celebrity the making the corona announcement.
He had a cup of coffee with, like, the Denver Broncos back in the day.
I could be wrong, but has anybody heard from Barkley?
Nope.
Zippy.
Where's Barkley?
Haven't heard from Charles or Saquon. None of the Barkleys.
Right. I'm talking about Chuck.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Round mound rebound.
What about Gnarls?
Yeah.
Or
Iran. Haven't heard from them either.
What about Iran? Yeah.
Was that the old boxer?
The old boxer, yeah.
Yeah, it's right, Saquon's uncle.
Right. Yeah, so anybody. Drake apparently got a test. People are upset about him, but I believe he claimed that he came in contact with someone.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, who later tested positive. So he got nervous, and he took a test. And I think that's legit. If you come in contact with someone who has the virus, I don't see how you could give them a hard time about it. He is negative. So Drake is butt-sized. He's not like these other guys that are sized they have it.
Correct. Well, he's sized that he announced that he didn't have it.
I'm telling you,
there's something to it.
There's something to showing off that you've been tested.
Yeah, that you got a test.
Right.
And that you're hanging around celebs who are infected or maybe infected.
Maybe, it could be. Well, here's the thing. Like, if you live in New York City, you don't have to hang around a celebrity. You're just in New York City.
You're just going
to
get it.
That's the hottest spot right now. That's why my kid is not New York City, but, you know, Marist, his stuff is up in New York an hour away. We're not going up there to get that stuff. They can light it on fire for all I care.
So it's still sitting in the dorm?
Yeah, and they actually extended the thing until, like, late April.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't care about it. They can have it.
I wonder what percentage of the students up there have just left their stuff in the dorm.
I don't know. Stevie put as much as he could in the car, but then there's stuff up there that couldn't fit at all. So, all right, what else? Joe Buck, JP, did that story. Joe Buck is offering to do play-by-play of what fans are doing during their quarantine. It's a nice thing, I guess. Jamal Murray, we talked about this, I think, at the top of the show. He and his girlfriend, she played volleyball at University of Kentucky. Apparently, he unwittingly loaded up the video of her and him getting after it a little bit. And he uploaded it to his Instagram story. And then, of course, fans immediately grabbed it. They recorded it, and then now it's on Pornhub, but it's all over.
It's on Valdez's
phone.
Don't
ask me for the link.
He did that on purpose?
No.
No.
He said he was hacked.
Oh, yes. He said he was hacked?
Yes.
Now, they're saying that they don't think he was hacked. He probably was just trying to maybe send it to somebody, and he inadvertently
sent it. So he did it by mistake.
He did it by mistake.
Can I ask how long the video is?
44 seconds.
Was he sending it to Jokic?
I don't know who he was sending that. It to. But how do you rate Valdez? You're the celebrity sex tape expert. What do you give that one? How many dongs?
I give it three dongs.
Three out of five?
Three out of five.
Yeah, because they're only really doing mediocre. One thing.
Yeah, it is one thing. Although it is POV. That's kind of hot.
Did you see his penis?
And the girl's a show.
Yeah, the girl's a show.
Jason, you'd be psyched because how tall is Jamal Murray?
About 6'5".
She looks like she's at least a six-footer.
Well, I think she's a volleyball player.
Well, she's a volleyball player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super fit. Jason, you'd be psyched.
I'm real surprised Jamal Murray's banging a hottie. Yeah. Real surprised.
Yeah, that's surprising news.
I don't want to see that, though. Sorry, I don't.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't want to see Jamal Murray's who.
Meanwhile, we know the type of hogs you've seen.
I'm shocked, Jason.
I don't want to see
that'd be right up your alley. What if what if she had it?
Now it's more interesting.
All right, you got more EP, Bickle?
Sure.
All right, we'll come back with more. We're the Junkies coming to you live this Monday morning. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We've got three of the Junkies working remotely. Cakes is in Oldney, EB's in Kensington, Jason's in Ashburn, I'm here in D.C. Last week when we did the show, probably the biggest non-coronavirus story was the Tom Brady story. Tom Brady, to a lot of people, surprised the sports world by ending up in Tampa Bay. There are more stories about why he ended up leaving New England. Most people thought he was going to end up there in New England, but according to a story by Greg Joyce, to many executives who did their due diligence on Brady ahead of free agency, Brady seemed driven by an animus toward Belichick that they couldn't tell if he actually wanted a fresh start or if he just needed leverage to force Kraft to step in. But it appears he had a blow up with Belichick a couple years ago in the fall of 2017. Last August, before Brady and the Patriots agreed to a 2-year contract extension. And he's just had kind of this bitterness towards Belichick. Belichick's certainly not a touchy-feely type of guy, and Brady just wanted to start elsewhere.
So is it all about the Guerrero thing, about the trainer? Is that where the fight's down?
I heard that it had to do with the contract, but maybe it's a combination of both of them, that Belichick is, you know, very stuck in his ways, and Brady wanted certain things, and he wanted to leave.
And the fact, I'm sure that, you know, having Garoppolo there before he got dealt, that was a bone of contention clearly for Tom Brady. Yeah. So things had been mounting for years. And look, Tom Brady realizes he doesn't have that much time left. He wanted a fresh start, and he left.
And I was going to say, the way he played down the stretch, especially in the playoffs, probably didn't help the situation.
Seth Wickersham, who writes for ESPN, wrote, "Brady wanted what everyone wants from an employer, to feel valued and to love work. They seemed like two reasonable asks until Brady realized that in New England, under Bill Belichick, he might be asking the impossible.
It's just very strange the way the Patriots have, you know, since Brady left, have proceeded with that position.
Yeah,
I would just assume that they have some sort of a plan. Belichick always has a plan, and unless he thinks Stidham is the guy, you know, because they didn't go out to, they haven't signed Winston. Maybe they still will. They're not interested in Dalton.
Maybe they try and move up in the draft. Now, maybe, I was looking at their draft choices. They got a bunch of compensatory picks when guys moved on, but they're all a bunch of third-rounders. I think they have three or four third-round picks. They don't have a second-round pick, and then they have their first-round pick. So I don't know if they're going to be able to move up.
But I think Belichick and that front office, they're shrewd enough to realize that, hey, there are more quarterbacks still available out there or that are going to be available soon than there are spots. So I think he's just going to wait out the market, and he'll pluck either a Jameis Winston at a discount or a Cam Newton if he gets released by the Carolina Panthers. So
he put it this way.
He knows he has some time.
He definitely has a plan.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't believe the plan is Hoyer. I really don't. No, I don't believe so.
Who do you think will be more successful this year in terms of wins, Brady in Tampa or Belichick in New England?
Well, we got to know who the quarterback is in New England first.
Well, I'm just guessing right now.
With Stidham? If Stidham's the quarterback, I'm taking Tampa all day long.
Well, no, you can speculate they're going to bring somebody else in. It's March 23rd. How do you think it's going to unfold for the Patriots? I think that Brady's going to fare better. I think Brady in Tampa, that's probably a 10 or 11 win team, and I don't think New England's going to be there.
Wow.
I'll go under 11 right now.
Yeah. I feel like they're an 8 or 9 win team.
Yeah, I don't know if he's 4 wins better than what they were.
If you want to put
Winston.
A wager on that, I'll go under 11.
He's not going to go 11 or more.
I mean, if you put the number at 10.5, I'll take the over.
Come on, you cheapskates. Just do it for a dollar.
Put it in the book.
I'm going to grab the bet book.
$5.
I don't know if it's
five
been sanitized.
It's got to be at least $5.
No chance
it's been sanitized. Who sanitized that old marble composition notebook?
By the way, JP, what happens to our Clippers versus Rockets bet since they're not going to play the full season?
Null and void.
I think it's canceled.
No. Let's see what happens with the season. Like, they might resurrect something in June or July.
No chance.
Probably not. By the way, Jason, you owe me $5 because you have Brady in New England. That bet was done on 226.
All right, double or nothing on under 10.5.
Oh, I think I'm going to roll on February 25th. Now, there's only a dollar. I bet, EB bet that Trent Williams would play for the Redskins in 2020. I guess it's still possible.
Well, there's no trade market for it.
He might still be there.
So is he going to sit out again? Because they're like, you know what? We're not going to give you what you want.
I think they'll trade him.
Come back and play for the Redskins.
They'll trade him for nothing.
They'll get the
third
round pick.
Okay, if you trade him for nothing, but then they're not going to. He's not going to go. Is he going to play for the same amount of money for like Cleveland or Seattle or somebody?
Probably not.
I'll put this in the book right now. The Redskins will trade Trent Williams prior to the draft starting in 2020. So that's a month. Anybody want to take it?
No, I think it'll happen.
I'll take all comers.
No, but who wants them?
I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of teams want them. It's just a matter of what they have to give
up. Right, and are you going to – so if you let's say you trade them, but then you know you're not going to give him the contract he wants, so then you're just giving away a draft pick for nothing.
Hold up, Cakes. I'm going to take that bet just simply on – the always bet against Cake thing.
Please do.
Cake thing. So you're saying Trent traded before draft.
Whatever Cake says, you're going against.
Yes.
No matter what he even says.
Prior to the draft starting, he gets dealt.
I like it.
Fade me.
So what if he gets traded during the draft?
No, he said before.
I said before.
He did say before.
I said prior.
I agree.
I boxed myself in like a big stupid.
You should have just said by May 1st.
You know what? It doesn't matter. It's for a dollar or $5.
I know. You
$5. Let's do $5.
We're all getting broke anyway by the stock market. I'm not going to worry about $1 or $5. I'm just not.
Would the market open? It opens at 9? What time
9:30,
is it?
9:30.
Yeah, still are the implied? Because it's all about the Dow implied.
It was way up last I saw.
Nice.
Well, that was like 40 minutes ago.
That's true. It really matters.
Could change at any moment.
Matters where it's going to be in like September.
I actually gave my broker a stock I wanted to buy, and then he called my bluff on it, and he said, "Do you want to pull the trigger?" And then I got scared because I'm not that liquid right now. All my money is already in the market.
Right.
And I didn't want to take what little liquidity I had and put in double down.
Don't do it.
Yeah, so
don't do it,
I'm
Richie.
Not really taking advantage. It proved I'm a little overextended in the market.
You're over your skis a little bit.
I'm a little over my skis, especially after I put this dumb, useless patio and deck on the back of my house.
Yeah, keep having parties with five people.
Yeah. I'm thinking about having your social distancing party on my driveway and just painting a line, a chalk line on the driveway.
Yeah, we did it on Friday.
Come over. How did it work?
It was awesome. Now we didn't paint boxes or lines, but everyone spread out. There was like 12 people playing some cocktails.
I'm thinking the only issue is because I have some friends that I would invite over, but like they would have to pee,
right?
And so I'd have to give them one bathroom they could use in the basement, and then have hand sanitizer everywhere, wipes everywhere, and spray it all down when they leave.
No, I didn't do that. They all use the same bathroom. They touch the doorknobs and the handles.
Oh, my God, germs everywhere.
He's in social distancing.
Yeah, huh? You're not doing a great job.
Jason's
the worst. Not really.
He's playing golf. He's sharing golf carts.
That happened once.
Okay.
It was one round.
Well, you just told
JP,
us, and everybody in your bathroom.
You, I take a lot of precautions, just not all of them.
You know who goes to? You know who uses my bathroom? People that share the same blood.
Right. No, but JP, do you like this idea? Here's what I'm thinking. So I leave the basement open for the family invite over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No one else in the house. Mm-hmm. And the rule is, you can't close the door. So you just had to go in there, sit on the pot, do your business, wash your hands,
put some wipes there
to wipe down everything and get out of the house. And that way, the only thing you're touching is your butt cheeks to the toilet seat and then your hands to the
Wait a second. Well, what sort of animals are coming in and dumping in your house?
Well, peeing. I assume peeing.
Well, women got to use it.
I'm thinking females. Of girls going to pee.
Right, Richie?
Yeah, if it's just males, you say
it's not males. I'm talking about a family.
He's going to have a couple.
And that's why I'm within the rules. I have painted lines. We don't know. No, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a legit party. I think it's real. I think it's allowed. And
I think it's
Jason,
doable.
I'm not cross-contaminating.
Make sure you take the camera out of the bathroom.
You know,
right. Well, the potty cam.
Let's open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. Do you think EB's party can work?
I think that would work. So I'll explain it one more time. On my driveway, a chalk line. They bring their soccer chairs. We have our soccer chairs. They bring their own beers. We have our own beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's what we did.
If someone has to go pee, they go down the backyard into the basement one, and they have to leave the door open when they pee.
Do they have to limbo underneath the droopy power line?
There's no issue with the power line.
That had to be a Valdez zing. You had to whisper that in your ear.
No, I was an original terrible one.
I think that would work. I think that's a legit party.
These guys are so bitter at me. We all got to look at the clock. We got to take a break, and we'll all come back with more. If people want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.